right, and welcome along to the Golf Community, a beginner's journey where we talk all things golf and encourage participation and connection for new players. We cover golf clubs, golf balls, golf shoes, golf courses, coaching, tips, techniques, health, fitness, fun, friendship, events, and catch-ups. All right, so let's get into it. So today I'm super excited to talk to Shannon Mitchell, who's just begun her journey into golf. She's a 39-year-old mum to a beautiful 7-year-old daughter, is currently studying full-time at university to be a primary intermediate teacher. She's sports mad, hails from the North Shore, but living in beautiful Oriwa Beach in New Zealand. So let's talk to Shannon about her journey. All right, so let's welcome along Shannon Mitchell. It's great to have you here today.
How are Thank you? You.
You're all good?
All good. Thanks for having me.
No problems. Okay, so let's get into it. Tell me, how did you first get into golf?
So I was sitting at home one October evening, I think it would have been a couple of years ago, and I saw a local Facebook post on the local Hibiscus Coast page for a She Loves Golf coaching sessions. And it was a Tuesday night, 5 o'clock for about an hour, and often it went longer, especially when we had a wine afterwards. But yeah, so that was with Jenna Gainford at Gulf Harbour. And, you know, Gulf Harbour can be a daunting course. And I guess I didn't really understand that at the time. I just rocked up like, here we go. Let's play golf. So it was awesome. So there's a big group of beginners. Most of us had not picked up a club. And yeah, we spent Tuesday nights together, which was awesome.
You were there in that very first course?
So there would have been probably on average about 6 each week. And I actually have made we've got a foursome that we still play, which is pretty good. Yeah, so those ladies I met that first night, and yeah, we're still playing.
Yeah, that's great.
Which is awesome.
I think that's probably one of the favourite things I love about golf, is connecting with other women, making new friends, creating new friendships, and being able to just ring up somebody or text somebody and go, are you free for a game of golf? And that's either yeah or no. Yes or no, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
Great. So so you and I also met at one of the She Loved Golf events in Pupuke, I think it was.
It was.
So these have obviously helped your game, but the actual She Loves Golf event, what did it include, and sort of, you know, how's it helped that get your game?
So I've played quite a few now. I think the best part about She Loves Golf and the events that are set up is it's not just beginners and it's not just pros. It's everybody. And it's being able to go to different courses. Like Pupuke, for example, I've always wanted to play, and I've had, you know, my dad used to play there a long time ago, and you hear the stories about Pupuke, the goat track, and it really played up to its name for sure. What I like about them is there's no pressure. I think, especially playing an Ambrose type format or those kind of things, for me, take off that pressure. So it's not about, because I'm always trying to beat myself, I'm always trying to beat my last score, but at those events, it's fun, it's social. There's new people, there's old people, there's, you know, it's just a good time, and you just play.
Yeah, and I guess the good thing about the Ambrose, especially when you're beginning, is that you're not, I know when I first started, I was sort of spanking it around the golf course, so I'd play a lot in the trees by myself, but yes, with these sort of, the way that the She Loves Golf and the Ambrose plays, you all hit it off, and then you all come back together and take the best ball, and then, you know, then you have another go, which is really good. So you're never sort of feeling like you're out there by yourself, or and everybody's struggling the same.
That's true. You know, usually I play with my dad or my brother, and, you know, they're better than me for sure. They hit further than me. I'm getting there with dad. He's starting to feel the pressure of me catching up behind him, definitely. But it's nice to have that social aspect. And I think that's why I'll continue to go to any event that I can, because it's social, and you get to, I've got new friends, you know, friends of mine that come along to events now that haven't played golf much, which is awesome as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And I think the beauty of it is I love going to play a new course with the lack of pressure. You know, you can go and play Takapuna a million times, or you can go and play Whangaparoa, but going somewhere different, like I've played Omaha Beach now 3 times, and I love that course. Really do. Yeah, I've really gotten to like it. So
we went up and played there, and it's such an interesting course, because you kind of like, you play and then you cross over the road. Mm-hmm. And then I think playing a golf course for the very first time, I struggle with directions at the best of times. Now I can get lost with a road map. Google Maps, I get lost. But you kind of don't know where you're going or where you're hitting the ball. But so that's why I like to play it a few times. I think it is awesome. I remember playing Takapuna probably 10 times when I was first beginning, which is a great course to begin, because it's nice and flat, and walking 18 holes is actually quite tiring.
Yes.
Just to play something different is great.
Yeah, Takapuna's, I think for me, has become my safety net. Like, I feel safe there, and I see people I know there all the time. It's quite, you know, it's quite social. My cousins are often there. I play there with my dad. My dad lives in Tauranga, so we'll often meet up when he's in Auckland and play Takapuna.
It's very centralised. If we're on the shore, it's not far to come over from the city.
Yeah. That's right.
So golf, tell me what you love about it.
What I love about golf. So I've always been a sports person. I've always played a lot of sports, but cricket is my one true love, and I still play cricket. Cricket has messed with my golf, for sure. It's, you know, Jenna, in fact, both my coaches, so I don't see Jenna anymore, but I see Emma Fairney quite a lot, and I highly recommend her. She's amazing. We've talked about how my cricket swing is really impacting my golf swing, and, you know, I can't pick between them both, unfortunately, not yet anyway. So I think I definitely wanted to look for something I could do with Dad. We play cricket together our whole lives, but Dad's a pretty good golfer, and I think it's really brought us close. Not that we needed to be brought closer together, but our relationship is just booming because of golf. I think he's super proud. And it was that little push, I think, that made me go that Tuesday night. Like, I could go and play golf with Dad. I mean, I've played golf with Dad before, but not well. And I think that, and, you know, golf is very mental. So it's quite nice to go out and shut off from everything else for a couple of hours and hit some balls.
Yeah, definitely. And I love that connection with your dad. And I think sometimes, you know, for people, there is that connection. I joined because I wanted to spend more time with my husband. It's something that we could share together.
Yeah.
Because we've both been sporty throughout our lives, but always in different places. And other friends are connecting with their mums, you know, and other family members to actually do something together. So, you know, there's a great of bringing people together. Golf can really do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So we talked about your story, and just wondered if you want to share that.
My story. I guess COVID has had a huge impact on everybody. I separated, and I have sort of had a bit of a career change, and I'm a full-time university student, which thankfully brings me lots of free time. You don't go to uni very often, I've discovered. It's shocked me, actually. You think full-time uni, you'll be there every day and, you know, lectures and all sorts. It's not really like that. So it's given me a bit of free time, which is awesome. So I spend quite a lot of time at the driving range, which is awesome. But yeah, I think golf has always been in my family. Obviously my dad, my brother, my uncle are all pretty good golfers. And I have this amazing woman, my great aunt, who is not with us anymore, but she was an amazing golfer. And I'm sad that she can't see me sort of carry on her passion. I think she played off about a 7 in Whanganui. She was a very good golfer. She was an amazing woman, but a lot of people will remember her for her golf. So I sort of have that. I'm really big on that and that legacy and taking that on. And my daughter actually got golf clubs for her birthday this year. So fingers crossed she wants to keep it up. I'm going to get her some coaching with Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
And
from Golf HQ?
Yep. Yeah. So that Luke and Emma are fiance. Yeah. So there's this big connection of, people, and it's
small community.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely keen to get Eleanor along. I don't know whether she wants me to coach her. I don't think I'm the right person. I think she's very like me. She's quite competitive. If we can get her along and she can meet other kids that are into it as well, hopefully that will just sort of spur her on.
Oh, absolutely. So yeah. I know that Golf New Zealand is actually trying to, do a lot of work with Futures Golf. And is that a program that Emma runs, Futures?
Futures, yeah. I think, and Jenna did as well at Gulf Harbour. I do think, it's something that really I think about a lot, young girls, any sport, young girls getting into any sport, how can we make that easier or better? Especially, I started my life playing boys cricket and boys football, and now I play men's cricket because there's no women's
right
up here, So I've always been one of the boys, playing with the boys, but I think, how do girls get into golf? Is it because their dad plays or their mum plays or their brother plays? There's definitely a gap there, I think, girls don't know that a lot of girls don't even know that golf exists, probably.
Yeah.
Or, it's not a sport you play at school especially because it's individual.
Yeah, and it's definitely not a sport that, you go to school and you play cricket or netball or touch or rugby or whatever it is, but golf's not one of those skills that you go and learn.
No.
And maybe that's because it can be an expensive golf sport, to get into, and that could
absolutely
be roadblocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we can sit down and work something out and maybe encourage, young woman into golf and create a little Futures program here somewhere.
Yeah, I mean it's Eleanor, I know, I've got my own little one and I think that I know there are organisations out there, and I think Love Golf will definitely be on board. How do we get more Māori girls playing? How do we get more Pacifica girls playing? Let's make it accessible. And it probably is financial burdens. But there's a golf course everywhere, right? So, and I think if the golf courses open their doors, I think if Gulf Harbour opened their doors to a whole bunch of, rosé loving women, and I think we all loved it. It was quite daunting when I think about it, and it's still probably my favorite course to play.
It's not a golf course I've played yet, but it is one that I definitely intend to get out to.
It's worth it, absolutely. We'll have to play Friday nights. They do sort of a ladies and men's league on a Friday night in the summer, women will play one, front nine, and men will play back nine, and then you'll swap the next week. So we'll get a week where it's back nine.
Okay.
And because you can't beat the back nine at Gulf Harbour. It's not as hard as you think it's going to be when I've played other courses. There's a lot of bunkers. There's a lot of bunkers.
Practice my sand wedge.
Yeah, that's the one.
So what is one thing that you would like help with?
I think for me it's that I've struggled with my confidence because I want to play every week, or I want to play a couple of times a week, and you have to get over that stepping stone of the confidence of joining a club. So for me, I really want to push myself to join somewhere this summer. I've currently got a Love Golf membership, which, you know, gives me affiliate fees, and I've started handing in cards, which took me a long time to get the confidence to do that as well. But I want, you know, I want to start beating myself every time, and that's my challenge now. So I think for me, it's hard to know which club to join. Every club's got its own pros and cons. So yeah, I'm just trying to sort of make those decisions now.
Yeah, and I guess for us, like, we just recently joined up to Whangaparoa, and it was convenience. We were going to go to Tekka,
yeah.
But it's so much easier to jump in the car and sort of 10 minutes down the road to the golf course compared to sort of, you know, 20, 25 minutes, depending on traffic.
Yeah, yeah, true. And it's, I mean, you can always, those courses are always going to be there, the Takapunas. But I agree, Whangaparoa seems to be the draw card for me. I've got friends that play there. It's more social. I've always said, oh, I'm never going to play any competitions. Always. That's from the minute I started playing. Oh, no, I'm never going to play competition. But I could hazard a guess that I will be as soon as I join somewhere.
Absolutely. And just, everybody has, yeah, monthly, Whangaparoa has monthly opens kind of thing. You just all sort of, yeah, put your name in and give it a go.
That's it. And you just have to step over. I think that's the hard part. You're standing on the edge, and you just have to take that little step forward.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it's a mental game, you know. A lot of it we play up in our head. Like, I should have done this. I should have done that. I should be better. The shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Yeah, that's golf for sure.
And as soon as you sort of relax, everything falls into place, really, isn't it? You know, like, I can get so frustrated and just duff the ball or something like that, and after a couple of times I just get up there and just smack the ball and it actually goes, because I've kind of had enough and I'm just like, right, I'm just gonna hit it.
You've got to stop the voices. There's too many, you know. I hear all my coaches, I hear dad, I hear my brother, you know, everyone wants to give you advice, because there's always ways to make it better. I have an epic slice with my driver, epic. And you know, I play cricket, so but you know, everyone wants to give me a tip. You know, I've played with a couple of old, you know, you join up with a group, or a group's joined up with us, and some old fella wants to give you some advice. You know, hold your hands this way and do that with that hand, and I'm like, God, I can't, all these things. Yeah. You know, and I think with Emma most recently, so I've continued to have lessons in coaching, and I would say I'll be doing that for a long time.
Yeah, highly recommend it, don't we?
Yeah, you know, people like Emma and Jenna, they're making it affordable and accessible. It's not, you know, you're not paying $150 for a lesson with some, you know, some pro, even though these women are, you know, PGA pros, that it's, they just, yeah, that Emma's we've taken it right back, and I just try and think about connection. So that's all I'm doing now. Every time I hit the ball, I'm not thinking about anything else apart from connection, where my driver head is hitting my ball, and that's it. She said, don't worry about anything else.
Yeah, you know. I have to admit, I started with Luke and got four lessons, and it was the best thing that I've ever done, because my husband can't tell me what to do, because that's just who I am.
Yeah.
It's a lot of relationships. And I think getting those basics right, that setup right at the beginning was a game changer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we spend a lot of time in Jenna's lessons around greens and in bunkers. So my short game, I love. I'm always really confident around the green. It's just, and I've said to Emma, you know, my next goal, and it's good to have goals, right? As good as you're going to get, you can keep playing, but have another goal. So for me, it's definitely that sort of first fairway shot I really want to work on.
Yeah, and I must admit, just in this lockdown, like just before the lockdown, I'm not sure if you listened to my other podcast, but before this lockdown, I was almost ready to quit golf. It was just, I was frustrated. I was almost in tears because I put so much pressure on myself to be better at it. And so that little break and then a bit of practice, we've just got a net that we set up here. And then when I went back, I had changed my mental game. And it was like, okay, what do I just want to focus on for the next month? And it was just those long, that long drive and my fairway shots. Yep. I just want to try and get to the green.
Yep. Yep. And less than so many. Yeah.
And that was all it was just to get there for par. You know, if I can get onto the green for par and a two putt, then I was at 36. And I was I'm happy with 36. I mean, I'm still at the beginning. So,
Yeah. That was Jenna. Jenna always, I can hear her all the time. I mean, Jenna and I play now as friends, right? So, and I remember her vividly sort of fear. I know, I think, you know, really good women around my own age, I think, do struggle to find, you know, ladies to play with because it's, they don't want to play with the boys or play off the black tees or whatever. She just wants to go and have a hit as well, right? So, but yeah, she said, if you can, every shot, you know, when you're beginning, every hole, you're aiming for six. If you can get six at every hole, it's all going to balance out. And then you just need to get better and better, right? And you'll have a really good one or a really bad one. And so, yeah, she's in my mind kind of with that always, I think.
Yes.
Six and under.
Game. After I just took the pressure off myself and thought, oh, if I can get there by four, what can I get there by four? You know, and then a two putt. Now I just need to work on my putting.
Yeah. See, I know. Yeah. Yes. That's good. You've got to have a goal. And yeah.
Definitely. Awesome. Okay. So how do you think we can help connect women and golf?
I think what's happening is good. I think Love Golf are doing great.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see how the dynamic has changed. You know, I've met there's girls out there younger than me with big social media followings that are playing golf now. And it's not really the celebrities. It's not the, you know, Daisy Dagg or Tony Streak, which is great. Don't get me wrong. I think it's amazing that they're out there advocating. But it's, you know, it is kind of normal girls. And they're sharing their journeys as well, which I think is cool. I really like seeing that. And I think that makes it a lot more relatable and accessible, especially for the 20 and 30 somethings. I'm almost out of that age group. So, you know, going to the Masters or something. But, you know, I think that does help. And I think these events are really good. The She Loves Golf events just need to keep going. I think they could probably be advertised more and shared more, and how that happens, I don't know. We all have to play a part in that, I guess. Probably the clubs too.
It's having the people to get it up and running, I guess, because there's only a couple of them at Golf New Zealand that actually run it, so I think.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Exactly. But, you know, I think if the clubs are on board and you've got the ambassadors, you know, use them, get them out there. If you can have a celebrity, people don't want to be called a celebrity, but if you can have a celebrity or a little bit more pulling power to come along, you know, that will get people along that wouldn't usually come, or that might help someone make a call to come. And I think that, you know, people are going to, I know girls that turn up with their husband's clubs, you know.
That's okay, right? In the beginning, it's just, I think you can even sometimes borrow clubs from the club.
Yeah, and I think that just, you know, I've not had, Dad gave me a secondhand set, you know, when I first started playing, and I've got my own now, but yeah, you know, that's probably a barrier, you know. Everyone knows you need a bag and a, you know, a visor and balls, and that can be quite overwhelming.
Definitely to start. But I mean, once you've got it, it's great, right? Because you use it
totally
all the time. But yeah, for somebody just starting out who's trying to figure out, well, am I actually even going to like playing golf?
Yeah.
We just need to be able to come up with ideas to be able to just make that easier, that transition into golf easier.
Yeah. I mean, you could have buddies, you know, like I would 100% put my hand up and say, use me. I'll come along to an event and I'll buddy up with someone new and they can use my clubs, you know, or get, you know, whatever. That's, you know, I think sometimes you do get thrown out on the course. I remember my first time at Omaha, we were completely lost. Completely lost. No idea where we were.
That's fun sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's not very well posted, you know, like there's no markers.
Yeah.
So I'm like, where are we? What toll are we on? And you're trying to look at, read the card and it's upside down. It was raining that day, I think. And they had sort of club members, ladies out on the course, but and Emma couldn't be everywhere, you know, the people organising can't be everywhere. So I'd put my hand up and say, use me, absolutely. I'd be happy to go along and encourage and chat and yeah.
Yeah, interesting. That's interesting. We'll have to talk more about that.
Yeah.
So what is something that you want to share with our listeners?
I mean, I've talked about, you know, women and girls feeling more confident to get involved. So that's something I think we can take away from this and maybe work on together. Or, you know, I've written some notes and I just said, can we create a social network? And, you know, like you said, can you just text a friend or have a group chat? Who wants to go and have a game? Or because that's sort of, I do struggle with that myself, you know, people are out working and one of my girlfriends has just had a baby and now I've got all the time in the world. Uni finishes in a couple of weeks and now what am I going to do? Everyone says, what are you going to do? I'm going to play golf.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, who's out there?
Or and then I could come and play any day.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And that's going to be great, right? So I don't want to play by myself. So that's
it. Actually, sometimes I go out just to practice and I might just do, especially during the day, because sometimes it's not quite as busy, and I'll do 1, 2, and 3 and I'll repeat it, or I'll do 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, just so that I can practice and try and get better and just kind of figure out my line and why was I going there or why was I doing that.
Yeah. And 1's quite a tough hole at Whangaparoa as well, really. You think of that slope and...
Yeah, well, I think it's always that you've never really warmed up properly.
Mm-hmm.
Start on the first, and that's kind of like, I try to always get there a little bit beforehand, but with COVID, you're not actually supposed to get there beforehand to warm up. Everything's, all the nets and everything are locked off. But
yeah,
I think it's just that you're not warm enough.
So true. I always say I need 9 holes to warm up.
Yeah.
And then I'll play another 9. Sorry. You know, I've gone and played the orchard at Wainui a couple of times by myself, and I quite enjoy that because it's not long or particularly challenging, so that's quite fun. Enjoy that.
Par 3 and 4s, is it?
Just all par 3s.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I think I got round the last time I played by myself. I got round at about 45 minutes. I was pretty much running with my trundler. I was the only one there, and it was. Yeah, look, it's good fitness, you know. And I can take my daughter there. She loves playing there, so.
Yeah, well, that's a nice sort of little course, just, you know, par 3. It's not too long.
Yeah, well, I think it's really good practice. It's quite interesting watching my dad play there. He gets quite frustrated. You know, men tend to want to just hit the ball, but women, we think about it a lot deeper. We analyse it a lot more. And I watched Dad get very frustrated not being able to smash the ball.
Or just has to go down a couple of clubs or something. So
yeah, I think it's, I mean, it's really good for your short game, right? So
nice. That's awesome. So let's just wrap it up with telling me your favorite course.
I mean, Gulf Harbour is pretty hard to beat. It's true what they say. You sort of, I don't think I realized how beautiful it actually is around the back. The 16th hole is just magical. We went up there after one of the She Loves Golf nights, and we had a few bottles of bubbles, and we stood on the green, and there were dolphins in the bay below us, you know, and the sun was setting, and it was just, yeah, we've got some beautiful photos of that actually, and I always look back at those and think, wow. So Gulf Harbour, you know, I can't see myself joining the club, which is almost a shame because it is a beautiful course, but, you know, it is what it is. But so my dad is a member of a little club called Rana Park in Tauranga, and it's just gorgeous. It's a little 9-hole. It's looked after so well. It's quite a social little course. And, you know, it's challenging enough for me. And I love that little course. So I play there quite a lot. So, yeah. I mean, ask me again in a year. I'll probably say something different.
Because there's so many different courses, right? And it's only with the ones that we've managed to play so far.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. And what about your favourite club?
Oh, see, this is a toss-up again. So I love my five iron. I think that my five iron is probably one of my favourite clubs. I tend to get good distance, good height, and it always goes straight. So whatever I'm doing with my irons, and we've broken this down in coaching sessions, you know, like Emma will say to me, why can't you hit your driver like you hit your iron?
Yeah.
Your club position is perfect. And I said, I don't know. I get the big driver in my hand and I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Smack it though, don't you? Because you think that's kind of what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, that is what it is. So, yeah, love the five iron. But my pitching wedge, you know, we have a great understanding. And it was, yeah, like I said, we spent a lot of time chipping and around greens, and I've enjoyed that. Got my first birdie with my pitching wedge, chipped straight into the hole, so that's pretty good. So, yeah, they're probably my two favourites. But again, ask me again in a year, I would have changed my mind.
Definitely. And you did say your short game is pretty good. So,
yeah.
Nice. So what about golf balls? What do you play?
At the moment, I'm just playing with like Callaway Super Soft. I usually go for anything bright, pink maybe, orange, yellow kind of sticks out a little bit better. Because usually I'm playing with Dad, so I like to, you know, because I'm driving up behind him now, so I like to stand and take a photo of two balls pretty close to each other. He doesn't like that, so yeah. Nice. I mean, I'm not fussy on balls, to be honest, not yet. I think today, I'm going out to play today, I think I'll be using all the dirty old balls in the bottom of my bag because I'm a bit out of practice.
They've got, you know, their uses too, don't they? Those throwaways.
Yep, that's the one. Burner balls.
Yeah. All right, and what about your favourite quote?
Oh, I don't really have a favourite quote. You know, if you think about what all the greats say, it's usually about what I've been taught myself, you know, and Jenna, from the beginning, you know, the only person you want to beat is yourself, you know. Don't get too competitive. I think she could see it in my eyes, you know. And I do want to beat people I'm playing with, for sure. And one day that's, you know, I hope I can beat Dad. I'm getting there, but yeah. I did see a good one today. What was it? I can't remember what it was, but it was something about my doctor told me to take lots of iron and live off greens or something, and I thought that was pretty funny.
Relative to golf. Nice. Well, Shannon, I really appreciate you dropping by and just sort of having a chat about, you know, golf, and I love your passion and the way that you want to encourage women and youth as well. So,
yeah,
I'll really look forward to chatting to you more about that.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure we can. I've always got lots of ideas.
You're an ideas.
When it comes to that, I just see potential, you know, and I want people to have. I feel like it was almost easy for me to step into it, but I had family support. I had, you know, really good coaching support, and not everyone's going to have that. I was given a set of clubs by Dad, you know, not everyone's going to have that. So how can we make it? You can't go out and spend $3,000. You know, you think what golf costs, really. And I don't know whether that's going to change, or, you know, it's like you can't even find nice clothes to wear, ladies' clothes.
No, they're not great, are they?
Yeah, I think that's probably one of my biggest bugbears. Is fine. It's either a really short skirt or sort of dowdy old shorts, and I'm like, well, what's it going to be? I need the in between.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. I think I just love just normal workout tights that have got pockets in them, because then I can put my phone, because I have golf pad on there. So you know, I've got my shots in, and the other pocket's got my tea and a spare ball.
Yep.
So I've got everything in your pockets.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that is, it's, I think golf's, that's changing too, you know. even a few years ago, I don't think you could rock up to a golf course in activewear and leggings, but you know, you can now, really.
Yeah. Some of the professionals playing, you know, in activewear.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Look at the Ryder Cup, they were wearing hoodies.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
It is changing, isn't it? It is definitely changing from, you know, the old age of golf.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think you're off to play nine holes.
Yep. Gonna go and play nine with my brother. So this will be his first full nine back in a very long time. He actually got a golf injury and had to have major surgery. He ruptured a disc in his neck.
Oh, Jesus.
So he's going to be a bit off form, and I feel like I will be too. Thank you, COVID. So I live in an apartment, so I can't swing a ball around here, unfortunately. But yeah, we're going to go and have nine, and it'll be nice to catch up, and yeah, it's a beautiful day, so we're lucky.
Absolutely awesome. Well, you enjoy that, and you know, don't be too competitive with your brother, but it probably is a family thing, right?
That's right. Cool. Okay.
Appreciate your time.
No worries, thanks for having me.
So as always, we've loved connecting with you here at the Golf Community, A Beginner's Guide to Golf. We appreciate your support, so love us and like us, subscribe and connect using the links below. And as always, we would love to share your story, so contact me and let's get you on an upcoming episode. So as always, from the Golf Community, ka kite anō.